Well, I think we should not necessarily focus too much only on KwaZulu-Natal. According to Fortibambu, this was the last province he visited in his, what one can call almost a type of a roadshow. He calls it a consultation process. So we have been in the other provinces, and KwaZulu-Natal is now the one which I think did not quite some attention. Yes, it lost most of their votes in last year's election also. Context of it, what ultimately the outcome, especially in a KwaZulu KwaZulu-Natal, is that the proposed Mayibuye party will have a very steep uphill struggle in order to make any inroads into especially the income in KwaZulu-Natal. The East has lost, also got so. I don't think it's the prospect that the Mayibuye party will be a major factor there.
Right, and would you think the Mayibuye party is going to be able to make a difference nationally? I mean, we are dealing with such a massive duplication of effort in terms of Floyd Chivambo going on his roadshow. To me, it almost seems as if he's reached the end of his political road.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think this is what we can expect. The track record of political parties formed or established lately by persons who have moved from other parties, think about President, by the one exception, obviously, President Zuma. But the other parties, the ATF parties, the African Independent Congress, and many others, they couldn't get off the ground, even with less limited support. It's not a good crisis at the for small party or for to make an impact. Only party there was some big cause, and that is, for example, in the case of 2007-8, yes, in 2013, where this talk of, and now also in President Zuma, and his party's actually competitive, and the others simply couldn't manage to do that.
So what I was saying is that the parties that were formed by even high-profile persons, but at the time when there was not a very specific issue or incident, like, for example, COPE after the withdrawal, after President Mbeki was recalled, or EFF when the Youth League was, to a large extent, expelled from the ANC, or President Zuma that was forming MK Party. In all other respects, those parties that were formed were actually not able to get off the ground. So prospects for Floyd Chivambo are actually quite low.
So one wonders why he's doing this. I mean, I did hint previously, is he looking for political survival, hanging by his fingernails, not even his fingertips?
Well, I think it is a bit about personal pride and about the fact that he doesn't want to concede that he actually was now marginalized out of national politics to a large extent. And I think there is a good example that he could actually follow that will not mean that it is the end of him, and that is Dr. Ndlozi, who was in the EFF. And though he's not now politically very active, he's active in other contexts and on the social media and so on. And I think he has actually the potential to come back at some point.
I mean, I think most of us will acknowledge that a lot of the brains inside the EFF was Floyd Chivambu with the charisma of Malema. Do you think that Chivambu could have quite a good future even as a political analyst or somebody who would understand the political landscape?
Yes, that type of role you certainly will be able to play. And especially when it comes to the politics on the left, I think he would have really a good understanding of what's the internal dynamics, what are the issues, and how we, in a broader sense, should be able to understand that. So definitely in that respect, he is well-placed in order to do something like that.
Do you think that what has happened to Floyd Chivambu could act as a warning to other politicians who think that they can party hop, that party hopping is not as good as it seems, that the grass doesn't sometimes even exist on the other side?
Obviously, it's possible, but what we have closed now is the idea of floor crossing. So it can only happen relatively close to elections. What we have seen with floor crossing, and I think what we are seeing with the fact what I've mentioned earlier on, that many of these parties couldn't get off the ground really, is that the public doesn't like it. They don't like the splinter groups that developed out of the bigger parties and then try to launch themselves into something different. It also creates overcrowding of certain parts of this political spectrum. And I think what is now sort of left of the center, the EFF and with MK, and now possibly Mayebuye, even the Communist Party wants to participate in elections. I think there's very little space left for a party like Mayebuye to really make an impression there and to mobilize support.
Do you think our electoral landscape is just simply overcrowded? I know before the national elections, I had to interview people who were, or parties that were participating, and I can remember going through about 30 different parties plus. And we know that the municipal landscape is far more cluttered. Do you think this is not good for politics? It's not that we're spoiled for choice. There's so many different choices. And my assumption after the national election is that 90% of these parties that popped up were never going to be effective on the national scale at all.
Yes, you are absolutely correct with that. In the national election last year, there were 52 parties on the ballot paper and 18 of them received seats. Quite a number of them, only one or two seats. So it's actually only around about five, six parties that can really say that they have a presence in the national parliament. At local government level, it's very different because it's now about local issues very often. And therefore, in many parts of the country, especially outside the metros, local parties are established, sometimes coming from civic associations or trade buyers associations or other forms of very local structures. And I think that's a good development, that people feel that there is the possibility that persons can make a presence at local level in local decision-making, the local council, and therefore have a form of representation for the people that they come from. So in that sense, I won't discourage that. The one philosophy about candidates and about elections is that there should actually not be parties, but everyone should be individual candidates or independent candidates. Unfortunately, last year we've seen that there was the possibility of independent candidates, but only 16 were nominated and none of them elected ultimately. At local government, the same exists in the wards, over and above the party, the PR representation. Again, there are very few independent candidates. So, it's a reflection on us also. It's not only on the party system or the electoral system, but to what extent there is indeed the desire or the need in order to become involved in public representation. So we must take into account also where do we stand and what contribution we as the public or as the citizens in general are making.
My gut feeling, I want you to comment on this, the final question, is that municipal politics needs to be somehow decentralized, if not divested from national politics, because sometimes local issues are slightly different or seen differently. Would you agree with that perception that we somehow need to kind of de-link municipal politics from the national one?
Ideally speaking, yes. And I think to quite some extent it does take place. I think we are very much preoccupied with what happens in the metro local politics. But if you go beyond that, further away, then very often the local politics of those areas are very dominant. And as I mentioned, there are many local parties also that become very directly involved and are part of these coalitions that are established. So I don't think it is completely absent. But what does take place is that especially in the let's say the metro areas, many of the campaigns are actually national campaigns. And I think that is where the impression is established, that it becomes very much a sort of almost an extension of the national politics.
Indeed, interesting days do certainly lie ahead. Professor Dirk Kotzer, Department of Political Science at UNISA, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.